Joining me live over the air is Emily Isaacson. She is the Early Childhood Coordinator for Lincoln County School District Number 2. And in studio, Emily, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Hey, appreciate you swinging by to talk about the census, the preschool census, which is going on right now. But first, let's talk about the Early Childhood Coordinator and tell us what you do and what your role is with the district.
As the coordinator, I'm over the early childhood census. Actually, we changed the name from preschool to early childhood census today to hopefully help people understand a little bit more of what we're wanting all ages of early childhood, not just preschool aged. I also work with the Parents as Teachers program, which is a national-based program that is an in-home visiting program that I work with parents who have children ages 0 to 5 and just help them be the best parent that they can be, the best first teacher for their children that they can be. So that's kind of what I do, and a few other things on top of that. I work with the Early Childhood Coalition as well. And some other things. So
yeah, there's always the other things, right? Duties as assigned. Correct. Yeah, right. Emily Isaacson with Early Childhood Coordinator and LCSD number 2. So this early childhood census that's going on right now. Tell us what this is and what role it plays.
So the early childhood census, we are looking for children who are birth through 5 years old who are not in kindergarten yet. And the school district likes to have this information so that we can plan for the future needs of the district. So we can look ahead several years and see what numbers are going to look like, to see if we need to, if we're going to need more teachers, if we're going to need more classrooms, more school space, if we're going to be decreasing so we don't need to worry about that stuff or whatever. We also use that information. We give that to the school secretaries, Afton and Thane, elementary school secretary, so that they have the contact information that they need for next year's incoming kindergartners, so they can contact those families and get them the information they need for kindergarten registration and
so
such
it's,
things.
It's pretty important then, is what it sounds like. I mean, if you want the best possible education for your child as they begin the school system, then these are important numbers and contacts to have. So parents do this on their own then, is that correct?
Partially. So especially this year, we would love for more people to do the online census. And they can find that if they go to the Lincoln County School District website. There's a link directly on there that will take them to the census. And but we also have some fillable forms that are out. We have some flyers that are out with QR codes on them. We'll be sending out in the next week a postcard that has the QR code as well on that, and parents can access the online census that way. But we always do have census workers as well during the month of January that will try to contact families in their area that they know of that have preschool age, or you know, those 0 to 5 year old children. So, but we're just, because of COVID this year, we're hoping that most people will do this on their own online. Sure. So that we can limit that face-to-face contact.
Sure. Again, we're with Emily Isaacson this morning talking about the early childhood census, which is going on right now with Lincoln 2. I originally understand the deadline was end of January, but has that changed a little?
It's January 25th, just so I have a little bit more time to put all the numbers and everything together so that I can get that turned into the school board when they need that in February. So
gotcha. So January 25th is the deadline to do this. You can do it at lcsd2.org, as you were saying. About how much, what kind of information do parents need to have prepared, and about how long does it take?
At most, it would take 10 minutes. I think probably more like 5 to complete. We just are asking for a child's name, birth date, the parent's contact information, phone number and mailing address, their physical address as well, I think that's it. So it's basic information.
Don't need to dig out birth certificates and all that kind of stuff.
No, that's for kindergarten registration when they do that.
For
they
later
that
on.
Stuff.
Sure. Emily, what if you mentioned that it's for children ages birth to five that aren't yet in kindergarten. So let's say a parent has a four-year-old and they did the census last year. Do they need to do it again?
Yes, we would like to know, just because there's so much turnaround. People move in and out. Phone numbers change. Mailing addresses change. Even if you've lived in the valley and you move to a different part of the valley, we would like to know where you're at so that we can contact you and so that we can look at whether you're going to be in Afton Elementary or Thane Elementary. That kind of thing.
So even if you've already done the survey previous years, do it again this year.
Yes, please.
Emily Isaacson, Early Childhood Coordinator in Lincoln 2. Anything else about this census that we missed that you wanted to mention?
One important thing that is happening this next year is, or this year, I guess it is 2021 now. Mm-hmm. the state of Wyoming has passed a new law that has changed the birthday cutoff date for kindergarten entry. And so they've changed it. It used to be September 15th. They've changed it to August 1st. And so if you have a child whose birthday is, like if I have a daughter whose birthday is August 3rd and she turns five August 3rd of 2021, she will not start kindergarten until fall of 2022. So there is a stipulation in that if you really feel strongly that your child is ready and needs to go that this fall, if their birthday falls between that August 1st and September 15th date, then you can petition the school board to allow them to do that. But their child will have to pass a screener that will screen areas like social, emotional, cognitive, physical development, those kinds of things, so that they have an overall picture of where the child is at to see if they will be successful if they start kindergarten at that age or if they need to go ahead and wait.
Okay.
So if a parent is really interested in that route, then the best thing for them to do is probably to contact the school principals, either Lori Schieffer at Thane Elementary or Danny Robinson at Afton Elementary.
Well, Emily, we certainly appreciate you taking some time this morning. If anyone has further questions, what's the best way to contact you or your office?
They can contact me at 885-7129 and ask any questions, or they can even have me fill the census out for them online way too. So
perfect. Sounds great. All right. So the census going on till January 25th. Easy to do online at lcsd2.org. Emily Isaacson with District 2's Early Childhood Coordinator. Thanks so much, Emily.